Enzo abandoned his jeep and walked around to the front of the house, clutching the manila envelope that Gauguin had left for him at Port Mélite. To his disappointment, he saw that the old doctor's Range Rover was not parked in the lean-to. Either he had not yet returned from town, or he had come and gone again. Enzo decided to wait. He tried the door and found that, as before, it was not locked. Gasman's old Labrador was stretched out in front of the dying embers of the fire, and raised a lazy head to cast a glance in Enzo's direction as he came in. A few sniffs in the air was enough to satisfy him that Enzo was someone he knew. A scent matched as accurately as a fingerprint to the catalogue of smells filed away in some compartment of his memory dedicated to that purpose. Enzo crossed the room and crouched down in front of the fire to ruffle the dog's head and ears, further reassurance if any were needed. But Oscar had already closed his eyes again, and issued only the merest whimper of acknowledgement. Enzo stood and looked around the room, checking his watch impatiently. The place smelled of old age, of stale cooking and body odour, and the ever-present perfume of dog hair. Enzo perched for some minutes on the edge of the armchair nearest the fire, watching as glowing logs slowly crumbled to ash. But he couldn't contain his impatience for long, or his curiosity, and he stood and began to wander around the room, touching things. Ornaments, books, a discarded pair of reading glasses, a framed photograph of an attractive young woman, black and white, dated to early or mid-20th century by hairstyle and makeup. It was strange, he thought, how photographs from an era when the world was at war and millions had died seemed somehow innocent. It was, he imagined, Dr. Gassman's dead wife, taken when she was still barely more than a girl. The kitchen door stood ajar. The door next to it was closed. Enzo paused, listening, certain he would hear the Range Rover from a distance if it approached. He opened the door next to the kitchen and found himself in a tiny room cluttered with filing cabinets and bookcases, an antique writing bureau, and a small work table strewn with books and magazines. Gassman's study. On the wall hung another framed picture of the woman out in the living room, a little older but still attractive with bright, smiling eyes, blonde hair catching the light that slanted at an angle across her face. Her face.